7:53 in our Tuesday morning together here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. Coming up at 8:19, Congresswoman Elissa Slotkin will be checking in with us, and a whole lot more we've got to talk about this morning. There's just so much. It's a talk-rich environment. We'll continue that throughout the day here at WJR. Meanwhile, you know that Dr. Tom Rafai is not only one of our guest experts, he's a listener, and we appreciate it. He heard me mentioning Tom Brady, who's like, what, 44, and being a vegetarian or vegan or whatever, and Tom said, oh, wait, he's not. He's flexitarian. Now, Tom Rafai is, among many other things, CEO of FlexMD, and he's a guy who can help us feel and, frankly, be healthier. Happy New Year to you, Dr. Tom.
Happy New Year to you, too, Paul. Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about flexitarianism. It's a really, I think, important topic because people are wanting to get healthy with food, but they don't want extremism most of the time. Discipline without extremism is, I think, what characterizes flexitarianism, which is really just the word flexitarian, a blend of vegetarian with flexible. And it's about eating more minimally processed plants and less animal foods and processed rich foods, but without a zero tolerance approach that makes you feel like, you know, you're in a pressure cooker without a release valve.
Well, vegetarians and vegans react to being flexitarian? Because they're pretty rigid in what they believe and what they eat and don't eat.
Well, I live in that world, and I understand, but I just say that we all agree on the fundamentals, and that we're making more and more peace in the world from plant predominant, flexitarian type, to plant pure, and that is probably a separate discussion. But you're right, vegan is a plant pure approach. It's not just about food. It's about everything from animal products you wear and makeup you wear and so forth, and there's a lot of reasons someone could justify it, but when it comes to health, you can definitely be a healthy vegan, but you don't need to be, that's for sure. And the term was coined by an ingenious dietitian, Dawn Jackson Blattner, back around 2009. And I never wanted to take on a title of any diet. I don't follow diets, I follow a lifestyle. And more I got into flexitarian, I said, that's a concept I can agree with because there's no zero tolerance. It's just about more plants and less animals, maybe, you know, 4 6-ounce portions, and rather than, you know, 10, 12, 24-ounce porterhouses and so forth. And the truth is, when it comes to protein, your body can't store it. So you don't want too little because it can't store it. You don't want too much because it'll just convert it to carbs and do other potential damage. So it really helps with both athletes like Tom Brady, who needs, you know, that little extra dose of protein for maintaining lean muscle mass and performance, but knows the clean fuel of plants helps him with longevity and performance as well, that nice blend. And lifestyle people, where protein just might be, in terms of pleasure, not compromisable, non-negotiable, to go to zero. So it really is why U.S. News and World Report has ranked it so high, right up there with Mediterranean. Flexitarian sits right up at the very top because of that flexibility and that sustainability over a lifetime. In fact, it ranked number one for weight loss, along with some others. So,
well, and it's doable. I like the idea, the flexibility, no pun intended, but Ann sent me a chart. What to eat when you're flexitarian. Beans and lentils, non-starchy veggies, starchy veggies, nuts and seeds, whole grains, and fruit, plus eggs, dairy, fish, poultry, and meat in flexible, balanced amounts. You agree with that totally?
Personalized, and that I would add this, because if someone's starting at 12 ounces, you know, 10 or 16 ounces, getting down to 8 to 10 is a start, right? I mean, I said 4 to 6, but again, you have to individualize for whatever amount you're willing to do to not want to kill me, okay, because I want to. There's also one other comment I'd make, and I call it, and we call it at FlexMD, the 5% fun zone. In other words, there's a certain number of things that you have to have as non-negotiables that are not guilt zone, not cheat zone. Get rid of all that. I'm sorry, BS language. 5% fun zone. If there's something that defines Paul W., it's like, this is a non-negotiable. We can fit it in. There's really no single food choice in flexitarianism that is, at any single point in time, that is in and of itself a mistake. That kind of psychology has to disappear.
I'm hearing green light on my pizza from time to time.
Yep, that's right.
Good.
Otherwise,
I love it.
You're a pressure cooker without a release valve. You don't want that to blow up in your face.
I'm still a pressure cooker, but I have a release valve, and I use it often. All right, for the new year, and we're out of time, but more sleep, eat less, exercise more, same as the last 20 years, but there we go. Thank you, Doc.
You got it.
Dr. Tom Rafi, fellow flexitarian with Tom Brady at WJR.